Now, Miss Julie Hall, I want to introduce to her. I'm going to let you introduce her to the audience today, and we'll take the show on from here.
Julie, are you on?
I am.
Good. Hey, it's great to have you on here. You know, you're like an expert in personal property services, appraising, liquidating, advising, author, speaker, advocate for, well, not only older adults, but any adult, right?
That is correct.
Well, give me a little bit about your background.
Well, I had a nice cushy corporate job about 27, 28 years ago until I saw an elderly woman. I dabbled in antiques and some items. I saw an elderly woman who needed some help in downsizing. And she was 102 years old.
Oh, wow.
And she said that she was preparing to meet her maker and she needed help because she had outlived everyone. Long story short, the neighbors had helped themselves to her belongings.
That's not good.
And paid her pennies on the dollar, beautiful, beautiful things that she had purchased in Europe. And they'd pay her $5, $10, $20 for items that were, you know, $1,500, $2,500, $5,000. And right there sitting on her couch, I knew the truth. I knew she had been taken grossly advantage of. And she said, "Honey, did I get taken advantage of?" I said, "Yes, you did." And she said, "Well, gee, I wish us old people had a nice estate lady like you."
Hey.
And at that moment, I was born.
Yeah. Hey, so Julie, you know, when we talk about the challenge come up for baby boomers, you know, I was kind of going over your book. You might tell a little bit of the folks out there about your book and how they get that.
Well, the name of my first book is The Boomer Burden, Dealing with Your Parents' Lifetime Accumulation of Stuff, which is available on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And it really is the go-to manual for the boomer child as well as their elderly parents. I have love notes written throughout the whole thing on what to do and how to do it. And we talk about some very, very difficult issues that arise. And even though the scenarios are similar, we've got that little unpredictable thing called human nature, which gets in the way a lot. And I just pretty much bare my soul with my experiences and, most importantly, how to come up with solutions for those problems.
Let me ask you this, Julie. You know, you're talking about some different or difficult questions you have to deal with when dealing with an elderly parent. Give me some ideas of what, you know, someone listening to this program might be facing today.
Well, I would probably say one of the biggest problems I see is when the boomer children know that mom and dad have such an overwhelming amount of things or possessions in their home, and they're not doing anything to plan for their demise. And it's kind of like the elephant in the room, and the children are very weary. They don't feel that it's their place to ask their parents, who are always so private, you know, the silent generation, private about their personal matters and finances. But the kids are really worried, and I think more important than that, the children don't want to have to guess. They're really looking for guidance from their family or their mom and dad, but their mom and dad are not providing it in 55% or more of the cases.
Yeah, you know, Julie, and this could apply, you know, to anyone because, you know, from time to time someone, you know, loses a loved one. And how important is it for anybody out there to spell out their bank accounts, investments, insurance policies, and all that, and have that in a place where, you know, family members would know where that is?
Well, I can't begin to tell you how important that is, not only to have that very difficult conversation with your children and or parents, but also to discuss with them allocation of personal property or heirlooms, things like passwords, passcodes, and keys. And mom, where's the title to the house or to the car? These are all things that we think about after they've passed or become infirm. So having that discussion is of paramount importance. And here's an example. I lost my own mother and father not long ago, both suddenly, both within months of each other. And not a day goes by that I don't have love in my heart for what they did. They planned everything, including their own funerals. Mm-hmm. And they made it so easy for my brother and I. We still grieved, of course. We're still grieving. But they took all of that burden off of our shoulders.
Yeah, I understand that, because so many people that I talk to here on this show do have elderly parents. And you know what I think it is, Julie? I think people are in denial,
yes,
about standing up and getting that checklist done. You know, here in a minute, I'm fixing to have to go to break here. But maybe you can walk us through some, you know, just actual steps, if you say that checklist, of how to start that checklist. And I know you can go get your book and all that stuff, but maybe you give us a shortened version. If you're just joining us, we're visiting with Julie Hall. She is the president. She's called the Estate Lady. And tell me real quickly where they go get that book, dear.
Amazon.
That's a big publisher, isn't it? Maybe one day when I write my book, I'll have to have Amazon publish mine. But some of the things she does is the appraisal and liquidation of an estate. And I think what she's saying right now is so very important. You may not have a parent that is getting older, but you may know someone who has a friend or a friend that does. And I know Diane and I were talking up here today, and she was actually kind of excited about hearing this program, because Diane, you have a an elderly parent, do you not? Too. Mm-hmm. Well, you're lucky. And so that's a little bit of a challenge, isn't it?
Very much so.
Yeah. Tell me more about this list, Julie. What do you sit with a big chief tablet, start writing it down? What do you do?
Well, I just kind of go through the process with my clients. And, you know, the first thing is that you just have to have that conversation. You have to sit down, and very often the children or the parents don't know how to begin it. You see, it goes both ways. Sometimes the parents want to talk, but the children don't want to listen.
Ah.
Sometimes the children feel like they're intruding on their elderly parents. And here's how you start. First of all, you approach it with love, a lot of love. Mom, Dad, Bobby and I are really worried about your future. We want to make sure that we understand your final wishes. You know, you've got to talk about things like making sure they have a will, but it's not going to do any good if you don't know where it's located.
Yeah.
You know, and you have to know about advance directives, and you have to know what their final wishes are. And so it's very important to say, we don't want to guess. We want to know what your wishes are so we can honor that. And listen, while we're having this conversation, let's talk about some of Grandma's antiques and some of those things that are special to them and what you would like to have done with them in the perfect world.
Let me ask you this, Julie. When there is a sibling involved in having that conversation, should you get on the same page with your brother and sister prior to having that conversation with your folks?
Yes, absolutely. Make sure everybody's on the same page at the same time, because if you don't, one of the siblings is going to get offended or their nose out of joint, and that's when hard feelings begin. And the whole point in this is being open and communicative and trying very hard. It's not always easy because people have different opinions, but it's very important to have those decisions before Mom and Dad become impaired, physically or mentally. We're seeing just a tremendous amount of dementia right now, and I just lived through that with, you know, myself as well. So it's very important to get on the same page with everyone.
I also think it's very important for when you have that conversation that the siblings and everybody involved do not talk at the parents, but bring them to you. We're getting ready to go to break here, Julie. When we come back, I want to pick your brain some more. I know Mike does too. Will you stick around with us for a little while?
I'd love to.
My friend, Miss Julie Hall, the estate lady, you want to hear what she has to say? You'll be glad you did, because you're going to leave this hour better than when you came. We'll be back in a Willie Scotch.
Walk your sissy dog, hold your purse at the mall, but remember, I'm still a guy.
This is Pete the Fast Greek, host of Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, heard every Saturday live from high noon to 2 p.m. right here on 1190 AM. NASCAR, NHRA, the IndyCar Series, we talk about it all. Plus, we let you know where they're racing right here in the Metroplex. So join me, Pete the Fast Greek, for Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, live at high noon right here on 1190 AM and streaming live at iHeartRadio.com, keyword 1190 AM Dallas-Fort Worth. And remember, keep your racing on the track, not on the street.
You like things done the right way?
I've got somebody for you to meet.
Hello, my name is Larry Williams. I'm the owner of Aegis Quality Services.
What's personal about Aegis?
We make sure you have all the options in the marketplace to correct your home.
What about the insurance claims?
Dealing with insurance companies can be very difficult. We know what we're doing on the roof, and we know what they should be doing to correct the roof, and we can work with them directly to try to resolve that issue.
Quality services. That must mean quality materials.
That's correct. We take the old world things that were good and add the new technology and blend that together to be the most productive way to put a roof on your house. That's why we're able to offer a limited lifetime warranty on our new roof installations.
That makes sense, and it lasts.
If you do it right, you don't have to come back and do it again later.
Aegis Quality Services.
Residential roofing solutions done the right way.
Mention you heard this ad on Willie Lambright's Real Estate Talk and receive $100 off your next new roof.
Aegis Quality Services. Call 214-632-7282.
Hey, guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel's paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click their microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code 3322. FANDUEL.com, code 3322.
Man, what a perfect day for a ball game. I'm starving. Where's that hot dog stand? Hey, what's that guy doing under the bleachers? Looks like he left the bag. Did he forget it? Am I just being paranoid? I don't want to scare the kids, but this just doesn't seem right.
Excuse me, officer. Someone just left a bag under the bleachers.
We all play a role in keeping our communities safe. If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities. If you see something, say something is used with permission by the New York MTA.
From the Mini Cooper Weather Center, this report brought to you by Toyota of McKinney. Sunny with a high in the upper 90s today. Tonight, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm with a low in the upper 70s. I'm Elise with your 1190 AM weather.
Pre-owned with approved credit. It's 2014 model closeout at Tadlow Toyota McKinney.
Drive new 2014 Camry LEs for just $149 a month.
Buy leftover 2013 Camry LEs for $139 in the discount zone.
Get it fast and fair at TadlowToyotaOfMcKinney.com.
1190 AM.
Welcome back to Real Estate Talk here on 1190 AM. Here's your host, Willie Lambright.
Welcome back. I got to tell you, Mike, before we get back on the horn with Julie, you know, I got this other cousin, Fresh Corn. He keeps texting me right now. Did you hear about Garth Brooks? Do you know what happened to Garth Brooks? What went on yesterday?
I didn't hear anything about
Garth. Well, apparently he's coming out of hibernation now after 14 years.
Well, all of his kids are out of school, I guess.
Yeah, well, thank you, Fresh Corn, for telling me that while I'm on the air. Moving along, Julie Hall, the estate lady.
Yeah, you know, and Willie, Julie, let me ask you a question. How important is it to get an appraisal of the personal property for the estate?
Oh, it's very important for numerous reasons. You can have an estate that is taxable, meaning in this country over the five and a quarter million mark. But more than that, I think it's very important to bring in a professional who understands the current market values, not inflated, you know, replacement or insurance values, especially so that the children can divide things equitably, if that is what's specified in someone's will. Now, the reason for that is because we always have one in the family who wants the lion's share. And this is designed so that things can be more equitable, because it's all about the perception of the children. And I hate to say this, but in 24 years' experience, sadly, I've seen a lot of greed in my time.
So does that mean
to avoid that?
Does that mean you should get an executor for the estate, or how do you go about dividing it up? I mean, what's the legal process that you'd go through for that?
Well, it's very important to note that I am not a lawyer. There's only so much I can do. But I think that for those that do have a will or a trust, they've already selected an executor or co-executors who will work together to, they have a fiduciary responsibility to protect the assets of that estate. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the personal property comes under that. So it's very important to secure them, you know, if they're silver or estate jewelry or a gun collection or coin collection. That has to be evaluated by a professional so that the current market value is completely understood.
Well, the other question, too, we talk about personal property, but what about real property? I mean, you know, most of those folks have houses that they want to sell. I mean, how do you go about that, especially if there's repairs and things that need to be done? Do you advise on that at all?
Well, where I advise on that, usually I work very closely with realtors. And if there are realtors who don't have a relationship with an estate professional, they really should find one and build a relationship, because we can be a catalyst on many different levels. You know, I have found that people are very resistant to downsize, even though they want to, or they may have a lifestyle change due to health or finances. But the bottom line is the number one and two reasons that they're not moving out of their houses and downsizing is either financial or because they're overwhelmed with the amount of stuff they have.
Yep, that's it.
So, you know, a good realtor and a good estate professional are going to be able to handle that and work together for the client.
Now, I know you're not an attorney, Julie. By the way, if there's an estate planning attorney listening to this show right now, I want you to get in touch with my cousin Sherry over there at 855-WILLIE-1. I want to have you on this program. But I heard something earlier you said, if you are about to be the recipient of a will, and is there a limit that you can be willed in terms of when you don't pay taxes and when you do?
I wouldn't know the answer to
okay.
that.
All right.
An estate planning attorney would.
Yeah. So you estate planning attorneys, come see Willie and let's get you on there. go ahead, Mike.
Well, I know there's lots of things that you know, can affect the estate and all. But, you know, a lot of times, let's say if you lose a loved one, then, or you're divorced or whatever, you really need to upgrade your records. Is that correct? Because if you don't upgrade your records.
I would upgrade them, you know, every few years.
Yeah. So that means every few years you'd upgrade your will, right?
I do.
Yes. And the other thing, too, is, you know, a lot of times children, you know, don't know about their parents' financial situation. They may not know about, you know, what their bills are. They may not know about their assets and all that. So it's just important that parents put those things in really an area and let and communicate with your children on where all that is. You know, and Willie was talking about earlier that your mother said she had a will, but she didn't tell you where it was, right?
Yeah, that's I know my mom doesn't have dementia, because when I ask her where the will is, she gets very, very angry and sticks that finger out at me. So here's the good news, Julie. You know, you're talking about upgrading a will. I just learned before this show, Mike upgraded his will and put Willie Lambright in it.
Yeah.
That's all you got to say. Yeah, Mike. Mike's just saying, yeah.
Yeah, I think my wife's listening.
Yeah. I'm playing. So you get the gist of it. You gotta move with the times on this, right?
Very much so. And listen, there's so much that's changing now, and we all know that things are picking up speed. Styles have changed, people have changed, times have changed, and the market has changed dramatically in personal property and what those valuable antiques that everybody feels that they have because they're old. My mantra is, just because it's old doesn't necessarily mean it's valuable. Mm-hmm. And it's valuable to them for sentimental reasons. Also, keep in mind, the boomer child is dealing with several things that are multifold, very problematic. Our mothers and fathers from the Depression era didn't really get rid of much. They absorbed things from the previous generations. You know, they got it from mom and dad, who got it from Aunt Bertha and Uncle Joe. They didn't get rid of stuff. So the boomer child doesn't just have to get rid of mom and dad stuff. They have to make a plan for mom and dad and grandma and grandpa and Aunt Bessie and everybody else. And then you have more problems. You've got the older boomer child who is very traditional, very faithful and loyal, and has trouble letting go of these things.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the younger boomer, of which I am. I'm in my early 50s. And, you know, we're facing an empty nest and wanting to downsize. So you've got death. You've got divorce that is on the rise. You've got downsizing. And you've got an economy that is not playing nice. And then you have the younger generations who don't seem to be very interested in grandmother's old sofa.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, the one thing about it, Julie, is a lot of times the children are living out of state or they're living somewhere else.
That
so,
is correct.
So a lot of times, you know, the tax consequences are different in each state. So it's frustrating without having some a professional with you. It's frustrating to come home and try to get all that stuff situated around.
And it's very important. You bring up a great point. If children and mom and dad are out of state from one another, it's one of my tips is to find, to search and find local resources, because one day that phone call will come. And
well,
you're going to be operating from a crisis mode. That's a bad thing, because, you know, bad decisions are made when you're not prepared.
Well, that's true. And by getting a professional, local professional, or someone like you, can save you a lot of money and anxiety, you know, in helping you to not only appraise, you know, the personal properties of the estate, but kind of give you some guidance and all along. I know that you've kind of been in situations where I think I read in your book that like only about 20% of the people that you've helped actually, everything went pretty smooth. The rest of the time, it was a lot of work and
push and pull,
a lot of anxiety with the siblings and all. Is that correct?
I would say that's completely accurate. Remember that little thing called human nature and free will? And, you know, people are going to do what people want to do, and we see estrangements. You know, we see sons who haven't talked to their mothers in 30 years, but then mother dies and he shows up with his hand out. And, you know, we see siblings that are fighting each other, not just the week that mom dies, but for the remainder of their lives.
Yeah.
And for what? For a $50 item? It doesn't even matter. I've seen millionaire children fighting over Tupperware.
Hey, Julie,
yes.
Where I come from, in my neck of the woods, that's called stupid is as stupid does.
I agree with you.
So.
Yes.
Well, another important thing, too, I think, is to have a power of attorney. Have your parents get a power of attorney, especially if in a situation with dementia and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you can't get that while they have dementia. But before, I think, and you know, we've done that to make sure that, you know, one of our kids has our power of attorney so that, you know, they can carry on everything.
That's very important. And when you do, even when you go and choose these people, you must think of things from this perspective. Let's just take an executor or an executrix, for example. Sometimes people make the mistake of choosing an older sibling, an elderly sibling as an executor.
Mm-hmm.
How can that be? You need to pick someone who has the stamina and endurance and the time, because settling an estate is a very time-consuming, stressful thing, even under the best of circumstances.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, Diane, you was talking about your parents and your mother and about she has a doll collection, right?
She has quite a doll collection. Her house is covered with dolls, and we have no idea what the value of those dolls are.
Yeah.
Because
no,
she's been collecting those for several years, right?
Years and years, and she's in the business of it. So.
I bet you after this show you're going to get it appraised.
Well, she knows how much they are, and she needs to kind of work that out. Actually, she just needs to kind of have a big sale.
Well, here's the deal. I got to go to break here. Julie, how do they get in touch with you if they're interested in visiting with you more about the topic today?
Well, my website is theestatelady.com, or if they wanted to email me directly, it is julie@theestatelady.com.
Yeah, all good stuff. Will you stick around for another segment with me, dear?
Sure.
You're listening to Real Estate Talk with your old buddy, Willie Lambright. When we come back, we'll wrap the hour and the week up here at Real Estate Talk. Absolutely delighted that Miss Julie Hall, the estate lady, has joined us today. We'll be back in a Willie Scotia.
Watches every NASCAR race. Not everybody knows the words to Ring of Fire or Amazing Grace.
Oh, hi, I'm Jim LeCamp.
And I'm Pat Riddell, co-host of Money Sense at the Opening Bell.
Are you fed up with the endless, relentless arguments about bull market, bear market, trading range market, deflation, hyperinflation, and all the other chatter that leaves you on the sidelines, earning nothing, nada, zip?
Well, we have good news for you. There are opportunities in a highly uncertain environment like this if you know where to look. Let us help you. We'll show you how non-traditional investments can help you uncover uncommon returns.
Give us a call, 800-841-5388,
or log on to money-sense.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-842-0748. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-842-0748. That's 1-800-842-0748. Call 1-800-842-0748.
Century 21 continues to be the real estate franchise brand most recognized by consumers and the real estate company you think of first when it comes to buying or selling a home. But the real story is beyond numbers. It's about shared values, beliefs, and hard work from everyone who is a part of the Century 21 Mike Bowman organization. We are proud to continue to partner with our friend, Mike Bowman. Honored to be the only brokerage in the history of the Century 21 system to be named the number one office in the world in closed transactions 14 times. And proud to be the official real estate company for the world champion Dallas Mavericks. Discover how the team at Century 21 Mike Bowman is dedicated to making your real estate transaction the best it can be. Online, worldwide, at c21bowman.com.
Have a car you're thinking of trading in or selling on your own? Would you rather not deal with all the hassle? Take the easy route and help a kid at the same time by donating it to Dallas Can. Your car will be picked up for free within just one day. You'll get a great tax write-off, and you'll feel good about yourself for doing something good for at-risk kids who need a second chance. Call today at 972-274-5437. That's 972-274-KIDS. Or you can donate online at texanscan.org. Call today, and remember to write off the car, not the kid.
Welcome back to Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, Willie Lambright.
Thank you so much. If you're just joining us, Miss Julie Hall, the estate lady. If you like anything you heard today or have some questions, you can go out to theestatelady.com. I got about 5 minutes here, Mike and Julie. We'll wrap this show up, but I'm going to let Mike's got some parting questions.
Yeah, Julie, how does stepbrothers and sisters, how can they complicate the process?
They muddy up the water.
Oh, my goodness.
You want the whole list of the top 10.
We need another hour for that. Yeah. Sometimes in-laws, step-siblings, any type of blended family situation can be devastating to the estate division process because the lines get blurred. So it is my recommendation that if your intent is to leave things to your blood children, you need to document it, and you need to you need to see an attorney, because I have seen stepdaughters step over the line and ask for their mother-in-law's diamond. Mm-hmm. Right in front of the blood daughters.
Again, stupid is as stupid
I
does.
Know it. Well, it's greed. It's greed is what it is, an entitlement. And, you know, the estate lady's saying is, you are entitled to nothing until someone gives it to you.
You know, I want you to stay. When we close this show out, Julie, you stay on the line, because email me afterwards and see if you agree with my parting line that I say on this program every day.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, you know, it's a complicated subject, and I know, Diane, you had something you wanted to...
Well, I was wondering, too, and I think I noticed that there are some tools for minimizing family fighting. Julie, can you go into some of those with us?
Absolutely. First and foremost, we talked about it.
A 2x4,
have that,
huh?
Conversation with your parents and or your children, because if you don't, it all comes down to guessing, and that's not a good thing. Another tip would be to begin the decluttering process for your home as well as your parents' home.
Uh-oh.
And how you can do that is every time you go visit mom and dad, just say, you know what, mom, I'm going to take these newspapers and old catalogs out and get rid of these tins and these old mayonnaise jars and Cool Whip containers. You just don't need them
God,
anymore.
Cool Whip containers, man. There must be 45 of those in my mom's house.
That's why I said that. And also to discuss and document the allocation of personal property and heirlooms. I think the most beautiful gift that I've ever seen is when people give you things while they're still alive.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to minimize fighting. That's going to put a smile on the recipient's face as well as the giver's face. Also, make sure you have a personal property appraiser like myself, who is a completely objective third party to evaluate the contents of the home. It is not unusual to find things of significant value that the children didn't know they had. And as you mentioned before, keep in touch with the siblings and keep everybody on the same page, because you want to keep everybody on an even playing field. Whatever it is, what you do for one, you must do for all.
Let me ask you something real quick. Mike's going to keep going here, but as an appraiser, can you put a value on 45 Cool Whip containers stacked over in the back corner? Do you
can
do that?
Can you spell recycle?
Yeah, there you go.
Will they have anything in them, Willie?
Yeah, well, that's a whole other question.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I know that. How about assisted living? I know when should you talk to a parent, because maybe they have dementia or whatever, about assisted living?
Well, again, the time to talk about it is while the parent is still mentally and physically capable of taking care of themselves, and just say, you know, Mom, what do you want? What are your plans? If you haven't thought about it, let's think about it together. I've heard more times than I can count an elderly client say, promise me you won't put me into a nursing home.
Yep.
And you know what I say to that? Promise me you'll have that talk with me, and promise me you'll give me all of your wishes so that I can honor them to the best of my ability, and promise me you're not going to put me in a position where I have to guess if it's a life or death situation. Please don't do that to me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about talking and planning ahead. And the problem is, a lot of the older generation thinks if you talk about it, it's going to happen. Well, guess what, folks? It's not if. It's going to happen at some point. And what happens usually, sadly, for everybody who's listening there, is mom or dad has a fall, they get lost, something happens, and everything comes tumbling down at once. And it is not unusual for the children to come to me and say, my goodness, this is so overwhelming, I've had to be put on medication.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that in reading your book says the big challenge for baby boomers is their parents are going to leave them $41 trillion in assets over the next several years. I mean, that blew my mind when I saw that figure.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's just a lot, not only in personal property, but also real property and investments and all that, that is going to be handed over. And so it's just really important. Again, doesn't necessarily apply to older folks, but anybody, to just keep their affairs in order, and it just makes it so much easier if something happens.
Very much so.
So tell me, what's been the biggest challenge in your line of business that you've had over the last several, 20, 25 years?
I would say among the biggest challenges, besides the one we just talked about, where people are not planning and then dying without a will, which is a pickle because each state has different laws. But I'd say the biggest problem is that people don't understand why their possessions are not more valuable. And
same thing in real estate. Kind of, huh?
Kind of like their houses, right?
And, of course, when you're in a soft economy, when things aren't going right financially and mom or dad are having some chronic health care issues, money is going out the door very quickly. And so they will turn to someone like myself, oh, Julie, you need to sell all the furniture. Well, guess what? Furniture is not selling real well these days.
Nope.
And neither is depression glass, and neither are the cookie jars, and neither are all the things that mother collected through her life that she cherished so much, and she just can't understand why that cookie jar isn't worth $300 anymore. Mm-hmm. And it all comes down to supply and demand. And, like I said earlier, everything has changed since then.
Well, there's no doubt about that, Willie. Have you got all your stuff together?
I got all my stuff in a shoebox, and I get lectured to every day. But in all sincerity, I got to tell you, our friend, Miss Julie Hall, the estate lady, it was very enlightening. I found myself through this show today. I would hear you talk, hear Mike talk. We try to do the best we can up here at Real Estate Talk. But a little brain, a little guy was kicking in the back of my brain going, yep, I can relate to that. Yep, I can relate to that. Mm-hmm. And I think what I get from this whole show is if you have a parent, an elderly parent, stay on top of it and be proactive about it, getting that will put up, getting – I'll tell you the other thing is your siblings, get along with them.
Oh, yes.
God forbid something happened to your parents, and then you got to duke it out with your sister, your brother, and that's where I come from, Julie, it gets plumb Western in that department.
Mm-hmm. Yes, here too.
You got to have the sheriff out there and everything, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that curb chain?
Well, Fresh Corn's the worst one out of them all. Okay. But, dear, I got to ask you, will you come back as a repeat offender here on Real Estate Talk?
Oh, I would love to. Thank you.
Yeah. I certainly enjoyed having you. Julie Hall, the real estate lady. You can reach out to her on her website, www.theestatelady.com, our friend here at Real Estate Talk. And if you can, Julie, stay on this line a little bit, and I want you to text me later. You can email me here at the show, but I want you to tell me if my ending line seeks your approval, dear. Will you do that?
I will.
All right. Well, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Before we close this out today, I know that Diane over at C21, Mike Bowman, you've hired a ton of agents, and you got the real estate school up and rolling. Tell me about it a little bit.
Well, that's what we're looking for. The market is good, and so we are hiring. And we do have a real estate school in our office, so if you're interested and always thought that you'd be good at real estate, now's your opportunity. And you can give me a call if you're interested at 817-328-2306.
Uh-huh.
That's 817-328-2306.
Man, you do know radio. Always repeat twice here on radio.
I learned that.
Mike, I want to thank you today for bringing in your great content. And the girls and the All-American Cowgirl Chicks, be safe this weekend. It's the end of the week for Real Estate Talk. We've discussed from A to Z here. My job is to empower you with knowledge so that you make that wise decision. Make sure you go out to willielandbright.com and become a member. I'm just going to ask you for your email address so I can keep in touch with you. We are a site full of lists, and it's absolutely free. So, Mike, I want to thank you once again. Have a good weekend. Welcome. It's been a great week here at Real Estate Talk, and I'm going to close the show out today by saying a couple of three things. Remember, a goal without a plan is simply a wish. Don't wish to be successful in life and in real estate. And part of that goal and plan is go out to willielandbright.com and become a member. Secondly, and this is for Miss Julie right now, If you can see the invisible, you can accomplish the impossible. Remember this, Julie. You come into the world, and all of Julie's clients and the people that listen to this show, you come into the world with nothing, and you leave with nothing. You're not going to take any of that estate with you, and you're truly defined on how you treat your family and your fellow mankind. We need to all get along out there. How did I do, Julie?
You did wonderfully.
Yeah. And last but not least, I got an old cousin down there, and I'll just blame it on Curb Chain. He's got a nasty beard. He drinks a lot of iced tea and a lot of gobbledygook up in his beard because he needs to learn how to take a shower. But he does have good wisdom, and he says this all the time. Listen up, Jack, because he copycats one of my other cousins. And so listen up, Jack. Remember, in life, you can't find old friends. Think about that one. I'm your host, signing off for another edition of Real Estate Talk. It's a wrap. Willie Lambright will be back here Monday morning talking real estate. Y'all take care.